My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
All right, today we're going to talk about this blogging mistake that you should avoid.
It's so funny. So Eric and I talked to a lot of bloggers that when you're starting off, you're getting little to no traffic. Over time, you get some traffic, and that some traffic could be a few thousand visitors, 100,000 visitors. Either way, your traffic starts growing. But then after a while, as you keep blogging, you keep promoting your content, you're just like, my traffic's flat. Why is this? And when Eric and I look at a lot of these blogs and these bloggers are hitting us up, we notice one common trend. And that trend is people are continually blogging about the same topic over and over again. For example, if Eric has a blog on marketing, right, which he actually, funny enough, does, and he keeps talking about SEO in every single article, and one article would be like, what is SEO? Second article is the beginner's guide to SEO. The next article is how SEO works. The next article is advanced SEO tactics. Yeah, it's great that the blog is on marketing and SEO, but in Google's eyes, they're going to be confused and be like, wait, are all these blog posts targeting the same keyword SEO? Which one should we actually rank for the term SEO? And it causes cannibalization and actually hurts your rankings, and it causes confusion and Google doesn't know which ones to rank where. So you actually get less traffic in the long run.
Yeah. So funny enough, we have a page on digital marketing agency, and it's where we don't want the traffic to go to. We used to have the number one ranking for that keyword, and we don't have it anymore because it goes to this other, it's like this big resource, and it's now we're like rank 14 for it or whatever. But the point here is that this other page, which we don't want to be ranking for, it's cannibalizing because it's actually a better resource. And we want like our homepage or one of our services pages to be ranking for it, right? So what you want to be doing instead, I think one of the solutions here is to Brian Dean talks a lot about power pages, right? Or we can talk about the pillar posts, right? That type of stuff. So you actually have the pillar page ranking for, and you have the lower pages, maybe. So you have one piece on what is SEO, right? And then you have all these other pieces on like SEO dynamic schema, markup, all that type of stuff, right? But those pieces all rank back up to the pillar piece, the main piece over there. And so you want all kind of the signals pointing to that, the one page that you want to be ranking for. So yeah, you don't want to over-optimize. And I think what you can do as well is internally make sure that you have a, we call a content library. So we have all our content in there. So our team knows not to be reproducing the same content over and over, because that tends to happen once you start to build up some volume.
Yeah. And anytime you have new ideas, just log into your blogging platform or your WordPress, search for some of those keywords and make sure you don't have a post that's specifically on that topic, and you should be fine. And that'll help reduce how much cannibalization you do have. If you already cannibalized a lot of your content, well, you should consider combining your blog posts and using 301 redirects.
Yeah. Or you might have to just delete it if it's not that useful. So
yep.
Cool.
Make sure you rate, review this podcast, whether it's on iTunes, Google Play. We really appreciate it. We want more people to learn about Marketing School. Thanks for listening.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.